Welcome back to Sports Day. Badge and Sats, Monday night. This bloke, boys, I reckon was outstanding on the weekend, although he did get in a bit of trouble from his brother for not getting back inside the 20 at one stage.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to touch on this.
Imagine being sculled by your brother the field.
I think he's got a really good retort for this.
Has he? Yeah. Right, we'll wait to find out. I thought he was in outstanding form for the Sea Eagles on, what day was that now?
Friday nights.
Jake Trbojevic, thanks for joining us on Sports Day.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, Jake, really well, and congratulations for Friday. I know it was a great effort. Now, just what Jason touched on in relation to Tommy giving you the death stare the other day when he wanted to do a 20-metre restart, did you remind him that, hey, hang on a sec, I just did 40 tackles and 20 hit-ups?
Yeah, I had to. He wasn't happy. He definitely wasn't happy, but I think I had to go do the kick pressure, so I was a bit further down the field, so that was my excuse. But he was filthy, yeah. But anyway, hopefully that doesn't happen again. Anytime we get a 20 tap, I'll sprint back.
Yeah. How was the weekend spent? Everyone relaxed and not too many serious injuries that leading into this weekend?
No, it was good. It was obviously really enjoyable. It was nice to have that win on Friday and have the weekend to recover. And then, yeah, we've got a week turnaround, so we're on again Friday. So everyone's ready to go. We got into some training today and, we'll build the week up, obviously. Desi's working really hard and, we'll be ready to go on Friday. So everyone's really looking forward to it.
Jake, how unusual does it feel to be playing such a big game, a knockout or a sudden death semi-final in a country venue at Mackay in front of 5,500 people? Was it strange in any way?
Yeah, it was a little bit, but once we got there and it was really good venue. Like, the field was really nice and the supporters and crowd obviously loved it and it made for a really good night. Obviously helped that we won, made it more enjoyable for us, but I definitely really enjoyed it and it's where Cherry was born and and raised when he was young, so it was obviously a great spot for him. And we just really enjoyed it. It was a good night. It's great to take footy out of the country towns. I think they really appreciated it, and it was really enjoyable.
Was he annoying daily? Like everywhere you went, was he saying that's where I went to school? That's where I
first girlfriend,
my first girlfriend. Yeah. And that's where I
he definitely
found
could have been, but
dollar.
we flew in and flew out real quick, so it was like pretty much straight in and straight out, so he didn't get too much time there, but he definitely would have been annoying if they were there for a while.
Hey, Jake, you talked about training, and you did a first session today. How much intensity goes into your training at this time of year? Or is it more just about quality, just the specifics in your game plan?
Yeah, I guess early in the week, it's all about quality and specifics and trying to nail what you want to do on the weekend and that sort of thing. So obviously, Desi's worked really hard, and he comes up with good plans every week, so that'll be good. And I guess as the week builds, it'll get more intense. Obviously he loves this time of year. He's working extremely hard, and he's doing a good job for us. But everyone's really excited. A lot of us haven't played in a preliminary final before, so I think it's new to a lot of us, and we're just really looking forward to it and really soaking up the whole experience.
What's going on with Desi's hair? Is that deliberate? Before he goes to the to the media conference after the game, is that deliberate?
I think it's just getting long because he doesn't want to pay for a haircut up here, to be honest.
It was very something like Mary, something about Mary the other night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was freaky.
It was a little bit shocking.
how much he ums and ahs in those press conferences? Sorry, Sats.
Yeah.
And ah and stretch it out. I know him. I toured with him a couple of times, Jake. He's not like that. Is he having a lend of everyone in the post game press conference or what?
He's definitely not like that. I think he just goes in there. He doesn't want to give away too much, so he just sort of gives nothing. That's just as we know. But when he's obviously around all of us and all that, he's very very different. Very different. He's a very funny man. He's very good to be around. He's a really good guy.
One thing I reckon for sure, he didn't have to try to fire you guys up last week because of that performance the week before against Melbourne. That stung, didn't it? You could tell.
Yeah, well, it was really disappointing, to finish in the top four and then to turn out week one and put in a performance like that was really tough. Obviously, they're a great side and they played really well, but we were obviously very disappointed with how we went about it. So we wanted to turn it around. It was nice that we could do that. Obviously, Ruth are a great side. And, it was really good that we could turn away around the way we did. And I thought, obviously, our attack was really good, but I thought we defended really well, which is the most pleasing thing, I think, in big games. That's sort of what you need to hold up, and we're lucky enough to do that.
Now, you've been around a while now, Jake. Young Josh Schuster on that left-hand side. Where do you see his career going if he stays on path?
Oh, he's unbelievable. I've watched him since he was 16 because he played Harold Maps and all that with my younger brother Ben, and he's just such a talented player. You know, I think he's got all the skills in the world, and it's great to see. Like at the start of the year, like him and our other back row, Hamole Olakau'atu, weren't in the side, and to see them progress and grow over the years, been unbelievable. They're both great players, great young players with a lot of potential, which is exciting. And it's exciting to see them get, you know, great reward this year, and just to see what they've been able to do.
You must get great pleasure about playing with your brother. You know, you're playing in the backyard or your childhood. And I used to listen to stories around the Johns boys when they'd play in games, and they basically didn't have to call each other. It was just a look that they gave or a hand signal, whatever it may be. Is there things on the field that other players in your side don't know about, but you and Tom do?
Oh, not anything secret or anything. He's just a really good communicator. Like if he picks something up and he'll just communicate on the field, you know, like he's really good at that. And obviously he's a great player. So if he wants the ball, you just sort of give it to him. And so he's been doing the rest this year, which is awesome. But yeah, nothing like special, but just sort of an understanding between each other. Like if Tom wants it, you just sort of get him to it, especially the way he's been playing, you know, and hopefully he can keep doing that, you know, especially this week against Rabbitohs. They're obviously really good side players and good footies.
There's been some talk around, Jake, on the weekend, that you guys are flat track bullies, and I'm not sure if you heard any of it, but saying that you beat the bottom sides, but you struggle against the better sides in the tight games. How is that going to be taken in camp?
Oh, obviously, yeah. Just don't really worry about it too much. I think obviously Roosters are a pretty good side, if you ask me. So I think we were really happy with that win, and I thought we played really well. I don't know how everyone's seen it, but I thought we performed really well. As I said, our attack was good, but I thought we defended well, which was pleasing. They got a lot of quality in their side. Obviously, they're missing a few players, but in the side that they turned out, they've got a lot of quality. So I thought it was a pretty good win, and I guess it doesn't really matter what people say. We just want to go out and play really well. We're all excited to be in a preliminary final for the first time for a lot of us, and you know, we want to make the most of it.
Is it another step up defensively this week against that South team, especially with those great sweeping plays they've got?
Yeah, they've got obviously a lot of attack. They've got some great players, really instinctive players who play a lot of footy. So it's a tough one for us. You know, we're going to work really hard, do our video and all that sort of stuff, and hopefully we can stop them. But you know, everyone's tried this year, and it's been hard for everyone. They score a lot of points, so we're going to have to work really hard, and hopefully we can get it right. Obviously, being do or die, we've got to get it right. So hopefully we can do all right.
Although it was great vision on the weekend when Morgan Harper finally found Jason Saab and he sticks his tongue out at Martin Taupau as he rides him home down the sideline. Now, you're obviously going to be loyal to Jason Saab. Jason Saab and Addo Carr, if they had a full off-season of just athletics training and they said, OK, we're going to run over 100, does Saab get him?
Yeah, I think he does. Like, obviously, just watching Saab train every day and that sort of thing and playing with him, obviously you don't see the Fox as much, but just seeing how quick he is, I'd find it hard to see him get beaten, but obviously Addo Carr would probably have something to say about that, but I definitely think it'd be very hard to beat Saab, especially when he's at full fly. He just moves so well, he's got such a long stride, and it's very nice to watch.
Whereabouts are you staying? Where's Manly staying? You on the sunny coast?
Yeah, we're up at Twin Water, sunny coast. It's really nice, eh? We're very, very lucky where we've been able to stay. It's such a nice spot, been great weather. Everyone's been really nice up here, so yeah, really enjoying it.
Now, don't give him your room number, mate. He's a stalker.
Yeah. I love my number 13. I love my
number
13.
Book food now, up to your room and everything.
How does you and Tom's pasty skin going in this beautiful Queensland sun?
we've definitely got burned a few times.
You're a golfer.
Might go
too.
Home with a tan. That'd be good.
Yeah, you're a golfer nice. Too, aren't you?
Yeah, we've been out. We've had a few hits. Yeah, it's there's a couple of nice courses right near us. Obviously Twin Waters and Maroochy River. It's been really nice.
Is there a couple of burglars in your team who tries to take the cash all the time through, basically miscounting their shots?
It's Curtis Tiernan.
That doesn't surprise you, does
no
it?
No hesitation there. No hesitation at all to give him up.
No, they get out a lot. Eh? They've been practicing a lot. It's been good. Like, obviously, coming up here for a full-time footy camp, you thought it could be a bit much, but Desi's been really good. He's given us, like, a lot of downtime, and players have been able to go and do stuff like golf and, you know, other stuff to really enjoy it and make it be a bit normal. So it's been really good, yeah.
Now, bearing in mind that our producer, Woogie, who's Sydney listening, is a South Sydney fan.
Taking notes.
How does it feel? How does it feel to have just 2 weeks left in the comp, Jake?
It's gone really quick, to be honest. It's been a really really fun year, I guess. Coming up here's been fun as well. So it's exciting. I'm just really excited to be here this far. Obviously, I haven't been in a preliminary final before, so really pumped about that. And I guess we just want to make the most of it, eh? Like, I don't know, you don't get here that often, so you just want to make the most of it and go out there and just compete as hard as you can.
Yeah, right. Oh, I've taken as many notes as I've got here. I'll pass them on to Wayne. And we'll see what happens Friday night. So cool. Actually, Jake, as the only New South Welshman in the studio, how good was Origin this year again, mate?
That was great. It was so
sensational.
Breaking up.
Very happy to obviously win it back. You know, 2020 was a tough year for us, and to win it back the way we did was really nice. I think everyone played really well, and it was a really enjoyable series.
It was outstanding. Look,
I think I've lost you there.
Don't pay any attention, Jake. Do not pay any attention. Hey, listen. Good luck on Friday night. It's great to speak to you. Not too much good luck though, because the mighty. I'm torn
here. Can't
say
that.
Well,
anyway,
mate, Bunnies.
Just wish him all the best.
Wish all the best.
Send him on his way. Good on you, Jake.
All the best, but not too much best. All right. Jake,
thanks for having us, guys. Appreciate it.
Good luck, Jake, on Friday night. Thanks for joining us on Sports Day.
Thank you.
All right, we better get to a break on Sports Day. Thanks to Kia, the new Kia Niro SUV range has landed.